start this bus and organize myself because I usually leave here at 7:39. It's 7:39. How right on time was that? My name is Terry Evans, and I drive 1066. That's 1066 for Jefferson County Public Schools. I have been working for JCPS for over 30 years, and I love it. I just love working with the kids because they always give you the surprise element.
It smells like Cheetos in here.
Yeah, it does. They better not have Cheetos out.
Doritos.
Yeah, it does smell like that.
See, somebody was eating on the bus, and they're reminding me. The seat that it was found in, I kind of hung it by their seat to remind them. Do we eat on a bus?
No.
We don't, because what will happen?
We get in trouble.
Well, you get choked too, wouldn't you? And then I'm driving and I can't stop fast enough to maybe help you out if you're stuffing your mouth and you get choked.
You did that last year.
Yes, I did. You have to do that last year. I've had your Heimlich children before. One little boy had a nickel caught in his throat. It was her bus. And we kept asking him. She said, come here. And he could breathe, but he was crying. And she asked him, what were you eating? Nothing. And I'm looking. He gagged. So I asked him to put his little belly against my hand. I was sitting on her step. And when he went to choke again and gag, I kind of pushed him on, and a nickel flew out of his mouth. He knew he had that money in his throat.
That's two of them this morning. Hi, Dad.
Hello. I'll be retired on October 31st, and my retirement starts November 1st. But I can't imagine my life much without it. Even cold, brisk mornings, the snow would be blowing, and the lights will be all flashing on the buses because everybody's pre-tripping them and getting ready to roll to go get the children. You're so involved with the children because sometimes they don't have anybody that listens to them. And sometimes you can be that person to take that couple extra seconds just to hear what they have to say for a minute. I have gone out and bought a child a coat once because it was so cold. I didn't want to wait for like the human resource services to get them a coat. They needed a coat right then. It doesn't cost much to go buy a winter coat, you know, $20-$25. And I give it to her that afternoon. She was just tickled. It made me feel good that I could help somebody. I get love, and I give love because I do love the kids. I do love my children. And I don't know if I retire, I will miss them. I know people laugh. It's kind of a hard thing to figure out, but everyone knows that. You miss them. And you watch them grow. I watch these children grow. Like, she was in second grade. And every year, you never treat them the same. You don't never remember what they've done the year before because children grow out of those modes. So every year, we start with a clean slate. Okay, kids, let's go one at a time. Have a good day. Happy birthday, girl. It's my birthday. I've taken her to school when she was in pre-K, didn't she? I did not invite. Yeah. Have a good day. She told me for the last month it was going to be her birthday today. There it is. It finally got here. Every day she's telling me my birthday's Wednesday, my birthday's today.